2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Five-star painting, they've got the skills, time, and the tools. Fivestarpainting.com, that's fivestarpainting.com.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback.
What is that?
And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone Sports Network. It's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Curie. He is Scott Mitchell. The NFL Roundup brought to you by LHM Used Car Supermarket. Over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory. Shop online, LHMUsedCars.com. Scott, a couple things going on in the NFL this weekend. It's my favorite weekend. Wild card weekend. Tons of football still to be played, and we can drown out all the rest of the noise with so many other games. You got Saturday games, you got Sunday games, is it two Monday night games or just the one?
Just one.
Just the one, but still, we're going Saturday, Sunday, Monday. This is what we call, this is at my house, we call it a triple header, my kid and I, we love it. My wife hates it, because the argument is, Scott, we quote-unquote watch football 24/7 in my house, and that's impossible. We turn it off. Is your TV on in the background? What's going on, Scott?
Yeah. Hang on just a sec.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, hang on a sec. I'm trying to figure out what show he's watching. Is The Simpsons on? Is that what's going on? What were you watching? How dare you, by the way? How dare you cheat on me with TV while we're doing a radio program?
No, it turned itself on.
Okay. That's what my kid says. Yeah, my iPad, it turned itself on in my room. That's why. Come on. The TV turned itself on? I don't believe it. Come on, man.
I had to go get the remote control. That's why I had to leave. How did I turn it on if it wasn't right here?
It was in the break. You were watching The Simpsons. I don't know.
No.
Let me see here. So Matt Stafford's wife the thing is that Matthew Stafford's wife has been in the news for all sorts of things. Kelly Stafford, she had a pretty public battle with cancer, with brain cancer, if I remember correctly, right?
Correct.
And she's like Giselle, she is her husband's number one fan. You know what I mean? Like Giselle defends Tom Brady. Remember when Giselle was popping out of the woodwork going, yeah, maybe if he had some decent time back there to throw. I'm putting this on the O-line today.
The people that love you can only speak in a certain way.
Mom. Right?
Yeah, and it's completely embarrassing,
yes.
And there's no filter to any of it. And they just kind of call it as they see it. What they do is they call it as their husband has seen it when they come home, or boyfriend or whomever.
Right. So
and
she's
they're just like, you know,
it's terrible.
Mirroring what they've actually heard. And they also see the other side of it when they come home and they can hardly move, and they can see the frustration from losing. But here's the thing with Matthew Stafford's wife. He's got to win a playoff game, right? She's complaining about people selling their tickets.
Yes.
So just win a playoff game, and then you can have that conversation.
So here's the story now. She goes on a podcast, and she's like, okay, so last weekend – Matt is operating under a silent count. Now, I don't know if you guys know what that is. And she's just going into this whole thing, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. She's going through explaining the silent count on the podcast and then saying, and it was an insane atmosphere there. I mean, when we were in Detroit, it was crazy when you'd have a lot of teams who would travel to Detroit and cheer on their team. But this San Francisco crowd, and I will say, when you watch the game, you were like, that's a lot of San Francisco 49ers fans at SoFi Stadium.
Right.
I've been to Cowboys Stadium for a Cowboys 49ers game. And not a playoff game, regular season opener. And Cowboys Stadium is a venue that people travel to. You know, so opposing teams come in and they go, I'm going to Jerry World, because it's like going to, you know, a concert where you go, I want to go see a football game at Jerry World. I want to go see Cowboys versus 49ers at Jerry World before I die. And it was legitimately 50% to 50% in that stadium. And last week, it was kind of similar. But she goes on there, and if she starts explaining, because she says, "Don't, if you are a L.A. Rams fan and you're going to sell your tickets this weekend, you make sure they're not Cardinals fans. We cannot have this." And over the weekend, when they say, yeah, it was a weird environment to be in, to have all these fans cheering, you cannot – that's blood in the water type of a moment, Scott, when you are saying, don't be so – hey, we don't want it to be as loud in our home stadium. You guys aren't showing up.
Having spent a week in Los Angeles, it gives me a new perspective on why teams don't really support their teams.
The L.A. teams in particular, right?
L.A. teams, right?
Why?
It's traffic. Like it's such an event.
I'm going to sell these tickets
to go to an event.
Don't want to pay $130 to park. How much is SoFi parking, Jerry?
I mean, I don't know what it is. Yeah, parking's ridiculous. Trying to move around in Los Angeles is different. And where the stadium is, it's not where the people that necessarily are going to go to a game live. So you got to go. And on top of it, it's like, look, we'll make the sacrifice. We'll make the commitment to this if you're going to be like the Lakers and win. Like, we only want to show up if we know you're going to win. And that's why people don't show up at USC. That's why they don't show up at UCLA.
$100 to park at SoFi if you now have a season ticket.
They don't show up because it's still a question mark of whether the Rams are going to win. And really, it's a question mark of, are the Rams even going to stick around?
That is so... Of course they're going to stick around. Like, they just built a $5 billion stadium. I mean, of those two teams.
There's two teams there.
Of those two teams, though, I think we all know that the Chargers are the ones who, even though the Rams have had a history of coming and going in that city, the Chargers are by far the least paid attention to in that town.
And yeah, so, I don't think most people even realize the Chargers are even in town.
Like, why did
but
they
how
even
cool
build
would that
stadium?
Be is if the Chargers and the Rams actually both made the playoffs this year, which really
it was close.
Could have happened.
Bisaccia down there in Vegas could have made it happen.
I just really think, and I'm being serious about this. I know people might think I'm kind of being. It's not fun. Like if you're going to the Rose Bowl and it's the first time you've ever been to the Rose Bowl, you fight through all of this. But if you're someone who lives there locally and it's like, yeah, we're going to go see this team every weekend, man, you got to really love that team and really hope that they're good. Oh, otherwise, man, it's just not worth it.
Oh, my bad. You ready for this?
No,
home
I'm not.
Game, home parking, home game parking for this NFC. Now this is like on Ticketmaster, but people are selling their parking for this game, starting at $178, Scott.
Yeah.
There is a parking.
But where are you parking?
There is parking for Super Bowl 51 already for SoFi Stadium. Parking starting at $500.
The Rose Bowl was the same way. Like, parking sold out at the Rose Bowl,
parking,
and it even got more condensed because of the rain, and they didn't want to park people on the golf course.
That is nuts.
But you were looking at over north of $200 to park for the Rose Bowl.
Jeez.
90,000 people.
Well, I'm just saying, Kelly Stafford, you can say whatever you want, but do your husband a favor and don't do the – like, because you're kind of insulting the fan base, right, when you go
– completely.
Hey, my husband doesn't throw the ball really well when it's loud, okay? like that's basically what it sounds like. He's sensitive to the sounds.
Crowd noise is a thing.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
He had
but it shouldn't be a thing at home.
And that, it should
and,
not.
And that would actually annoy me too. I mean, Miami Dolphins, who had a great fan base, anytime we played a team from New York, that South Florida connection of had migrated to South Florida. The Jets, the Bills, and the
It's like when the Yankees play the Rays down there. You know, everybody's a Yankee fan. That's tough to play in, man. Yeah. Well, Matthew Stafford, his wife has officially asked you not to sell your tickets to Cardinal fans. Could you imagine going on Ticketmaster and going, yeah, I got my tickets here for this Rams versus Cardinals. I'll take them, $500 a piece. Yeah, I'll take them for $500 a piece.
See, I wouldn't.
Well, wait a minute. Are you
a
Cardinals fan, though? I've got to ask. And if they say yes, you go, I'm sorry. I'm not selling to you. I mean, come on. Yeah, I don't know. She's got to stifle it, man. She's got to. You're not doing your husband any favors. Now people are coming after him, guaranteed. J.J. Watt might be available for this Monday's game. For the Cardinals, I don't know. The thing is J.J. Watt, he's definitely in that older category. He's had a kajillion injuries, torn labrum, torn bicep, injured rotator cuff, separated shoulder caused him to miss the bulk of the season, okay? And he says, well, he's going back to practice. He's getting stuff going. Could be playing in that Cardinals-Rams game on Monday night if he's feeling up to it. I just don't think that he's going to make much of an impact at this point. Of all the Watts that end in two initials, TJ is definitely the one you want on your team. I mean, JJ was what, the defensive player of the year at one point?
Well, I think JJ Watt.
I assumed he was 40. He's only 32.
He's kind of out of wattage.
Okay.
There's really.
That's when we start working in puns like that, Scott.
That's a non-factor. Yeah. maybe he comes in sparing situations. Maybe that he's not been beat up by the season, but J.J. Watt just can't seem to stay healthy at all.
If it's third and nine plus, J.J. Watt comes in. Is that what the situation is?
Yeah.
Bring him in?
Or more.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take another break right here. We'll come back. We've got our two-minute drill around the corner. Two-minute drill. We're going to have a lot of stories just kind of jammed into one little segment here. Stay right here with us. Another break. More to go around the corner, though. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone. It's the Zone Sports Network.
This is...
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.